welcome friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time. Once again, I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And friend, if you don't know who He is, He wants to be. He can be. He came to be, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, according to the book of Luke, chapter 19 and verse 10. And friend, I'll tell you, there's nothing like knowing your sins are under the blood, that you're sealed with the Spirit, that your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that Jesus is soon to come for those that are His. What a great day it is, friend, to be living. It's an exciting time. Oh, it's perilous times, the Word of God tells us, 2 Timothy 3:1. I mean to tell you, it's the day in 1 Timothy 4:1 when there are seducing spirits and doctrines of devils going around because people, friend, have turned from the truth. Let me get that right. I can generally quote that until, you know how it goes, until I need to. Listen to what Paul wrote Timothy in 4:1. He said, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly in the latter days." In the latter days, and we're living in those latter days, "some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits." And how true that is. Well, Debbie and I are happy that you joined in with us today. Look, we know you make a choice to do it. It's something that we never take for granted. We are humbled. We are honored. There's a lot of choices. There's a lot of choices you make, can make. And I'm glad, we are glad that you chose to join with us. We trust that our time together will bring glory to God, first of all, but we want to edify those that know Christ. We want to warn those who do not know Him that, well, could know Him as we do in the free pardon and forgiveness of sin. Well, before I get into the message, I've opened my Bible to the book of Jude, right next door to heaven. I'm going to read a couple of verses out of that grand 25-verse book. What a wonderful book that it is. And friend, it demands. It absolutely demands our attention. So we're going to give it a little bit of attention today and trust that the message God has laid on my heart will be a blessing to you. But before that I share the message, Debbie's got a song teamed up and ready to go. The title of it is, "If It Were Not For His Grace." I'll be back in a moment.
If it were not for His grace, oh, there go I. And if it were not for His grace, I should have bled and died. If it were not for His grace, on the cross should have been me. And if it were not for His grace, I should have died.
love that. Thank God I do. I'm glad for His grace. Thank God for His grace. Listen, friend, look, we're saved by grace. We live by grace. One day we'll die by grace. We'll enjoy the fruit and the blessings, the depths and the breadth of the grace of God. Those of us who know Him here in the free pardon and forgiveness of sin, we'll rejoice in that for eternity. Now look, God's got grace enough for you. He's got grace enough for me, keeping true, keeping free, saving grace. Indeed, I'm telling you, friend, listen, God's got it if you want it. In fact, Jesus was full of grace. He was the personification of grace. And the only way, let me say that again, the only way anybody can be saved is by grace through faith. Oh, look, what God has done for me is remarkable. It is remarkable. I'm telling you what, friend, listen, and the best is yet to come in many, many ways. You know what I get to do in glory? I get to glorify the Father forever. How wonderful that is. He not only saved me from a sinner's hell. He not only saved me from the power of sin. One day, He'll save me from the presence of sin so that I may glorify Him forever. Now, I want you to know something, tell you a secret. My salvation's not so much about me as it is about Him. And He wants those, friend, who want to glorify Him. He wants those who want to love Him for eternity to be saved today. And that's what this message is all about in many, many ways. Like I've told you, open my Bible, the book of Jude, the next to the last book of the Bible. And I'll tell you, in light of the theme of Jude, in light of the theme of this little book that is a great book, it's a mighty book, it's an insightful book, it's a deep book, friend, I believe that it is positioned by the Spirit of God, by the grace of God, according to the will of God in the right place. You say, why, preacher? Well, it talks about the apostasy of the last day. It identifies the apostate. It tells us about some historical instances of the apostasy, of what apostasy is, and those who in the past have participated in it, perpetrated it, and disobeyed God, and even suffered. Friend, listen, the judgment of God, some of them, just as, listen now what I'm going to say, and I'll come back to this in a moment of time, some of them, just like the believer is reserved or preserved in Christ Jesus or kept in Christ Jesus, kept by Christ Jesus, or secure in Christ Jesus, they're preserved or kept. Listen to judgment. Where we're preserved and kept by the power of God unto eternal life in Christ Jesus, they are kept by God, listen, for the judgment that's yet to be known by them. So look, I'm going to read a couple of verses out of this grand book written by the half-brother of Jesus who probably mocked Him and laughed at Him and scorned Him, didn't understand Him. Could you imagine growing up in the household where Jesus was your brother? Could you imagine that? Listen, life is hard enough, but growing up in the same household where Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, Mary's virgin born, the perfect, sinless man was growing up before you as an example. My, I'll tell you what, it would have been some experience. Let me say it that way. And though Jude and others mocked Him as their brothers and didn't understand Him, listen, I believe they all would be in heaven. I believe that with all of my heart. Listen to what He said. In verse 1, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James. They didn't say I'm a half-brother of Jesus. He said, look, I'm the brother of James, who himself was the half-brother of Jesus, who wrote the book of James, the book that bears his name. Listen to how humble this man Jude was when he said that he is the brother of James to them. Now watch this. He's going to give us three things in the latter part of this verse. I want us to get it. These are the things the message is going to be centered around, one more than another, but I want us to get them all. He said, unto them that are sanctified. Now he didn't say, friend, have been. He didn't say they're going to be, but are. There was a work that happened that caused us to be all three of these things. There was something happened at a moment of time in the past that caused what happens to still continue to this very present point of time. And how wonderful it is. Listen, friend, I'll tell you, God knew what He was doing when you have the Word of God written in a day and an hour, the New Testament, when the Greek language was at its pinnacle, when it was at its perfect point in time. And hey, I want you to know the writings of the Old Testament, which are Hebrew and some Aramaic, a little Aramaic. I want you to know it's a perfect language. It's a godly language. I'm even going to go so far to say it's a heavenly language, if you will. But listen to what Jude said. He said, now listen to them that are, number one, sanctified by God the Father. Number two, preserved in Jesus Christ. Number three, and called. And I'm going to change the order around of those three things that Jude gives us, if you don't mind, and share the message with you that God has laid on my heart. But before I do that, I want to get two more verses. Look at verse 24 and 25. Now Jude says unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with the exceeding joy. To the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. Amen, Jude said. My, if that doesn't stir your heart, I don't know what will. Thank God. Listen, I'm going to talk to you a little while today about this thought. I'm going to talk to you about security in spite of apostasy. Hey, you know what I believe it is? I believe it is a day, friend, listen, when there are a lot of questions. I believe it's a day when there's a lot of darkness. I believe there's a day that we live in. Bless God, when there's a lot of misunderstanding. But I want you to know how that God tells us in an undeniable way, in a clear way, and in a sure way, that those of us are saved, listen, friend, are secure, even in the midst of this mess. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I get some comfort in that. Me just thinking about this, me praying, seeking God's face as to what ought to preach, what ought to share, what would be a blessing, what would bring glory to God. And when the Lord led me here to the book of Jude, and I began to think about how this little epistle, this little letter, friend, begins and ends, it puts me in mind of what is known as the envelope psalms. You know, over in the Psalms, there are several psalms that begin with a certain phrase and end with a certain phrase. Now, look, I know Jude difference on that just a little bit, but can I tell you what? The truth that he is conveying in verse 1 at the beginning of this epistle, hey, listen, he brings it over to the latter part of this epistle in verse 24 where he ends it. And look, when Jude says we're looking at all this apostasy that is around us, that's confronted us, that's manifested itself before us, this stuff that is going to happen right before Jesus comes for His church. According to the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2, I believe it is, or 3, where He says that, except there come a falling away first, the end shall not be, or the Son of Man, let me turn over there and read it. There's another verse that I could quote, and I've quoted it time and time again, but for some reason today, I cannot get it. He said that you be not soon shaken in mind, neither troubled in spirit, nor by letters from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, the day of the Lord, that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. I'm telling you, friend, it is my conviction, the conviction of this old country preacher, that we are living in that last apostasy that will manifest itself just prior to the coming of Christ, the day of the Lord, the manifestation of the son of perdition, I mean the Antichrist, and all that mess that's going to happen. But Jude said, now listen, I want you to know something. When we started in this mess, I want you to know we're securing Christ. And when it gets to the end of explaining, friend, listen, the apostate, when he gets through telling men about the apostasies that have happened in the past and how those that were involved in it are reserved unto judgments that are yet to be, when he describes the apostasy and the apostate, I want you to know Jude said, wait just a minute. Let me assure you that we're secure in Him. Oh, friend, listen, what a day. What a day that we're living in. We're living in a day when men are intentionally seeking to deceive people that listen to them and follow them. Peter said that that there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who shall privily bring in divers, what does this say, damnable heresies, even denying the Lord and brought upon themselves swift destruction. You know what they're trying to do? They're doing that today. They're lying in wait to deceive. Paul said that in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. And Peter goes on to say, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth is evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall they with feigned or false words make merchandise of you and their judgment. He says, whose judgment of now of a long time lingereth not and their damnation slumbereth not. I'm here to tell you, friend, listen, we can be secure. We are secure. We can be sure in Christ Jesus in these latter days. Now look at what Paul said. He said, first of all, he said, you've been called, or Jude, excuse me, said, you've been called. That's the last word in verse 1. Do you know the Bible says that we've been called to the grace of God? I believe it is over in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, where the Word of God tells us that we were chosen, listen now, that we were chosen in Christ before the world began. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you like that? Isn't that an exciting statement to know? Hey, friend, listen, God has called us. God has chosen us unto certain things. Now listen, I'm not going to preach about election, though I could. That's not what this message is all about. But I want you to know, friend, listen, I believe that God elects, but I believe that we either accept or reject. And I want you to know that God has a plan for those, friend, who choose Him. When He chooses us, that we're going to be, listen now, preserved in Christ Jesus. We're going to be conformed to the image of His will. And Jude tells us, friend, he's talking to those who are called and sanctified. If you're saved today and you know it, say amen. Well, you know what He's done? He set us apart. I mean to tell you, that's what sanctified means. He has set us apart for His service, for His glory. Hey, friend, listen. He hasn't set us apart so that we can live any way that we want. We're not to use our freedom as a cloak of maliciousness, Peter tells us, but we're to be the servants of God. Look, before we come to Christ, Paul tells us that there are a lot of things that we used to be, but oh, he tells us now what we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Matter of fact, Jude tells us that the grace of God that bringeth salvation and that has appeared unto all men teaches us that we should live holy and godly in this present world. We're to separate ourselves, bless God, from the world and not do like so many in this generation is doing, trying to see how close that they can live to the world while they're still naming the name of Christ. But let me get down to the message. Look, friend, it took too long, way too long for the introduction. Maybe, I don't know, I'll pick it back up next week. I'll just pray about that and see. But listen to what he said. He said, we've not only been called, we've not only been chosen, that's what that means. We've not only been sanctified or set apart, but he said, we are preserved in Christ Jesus. Now, let me tell you something, friend. There was a time in my life that I didn't believe in the security of the believer. I thought somewhere or another, after I got saved, I had to make sure I made it all the way. And can I tell you what I know today? Those that are saved will make it all the way. Without a doubt, bless God, without a doubt, they'll make it all the way to the end. That's what the Word of God teaches us. Now, I'm not preaching on the perseverance of the saints, but I'm telling you, bless God, those that are saved, God will cause them to preserve to the end. Listen, those, friend, who are in Christ will be kept. And the fact that they do preserve is evidence that they are kept by the power of God. And I could show you that in the Scripture. But oh, look, listen, the security of the believer is a theological expression, friend, that's based on the biblical doctrine of assurance. Hey, the Word of God teaches us things about eternal life. Let me give you a couple really quick, if I may. In the book of John 3:16, do you know what the Word of God says? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, let me tell you something, sir. That means this exactly what it says. If you've trusted Christ as your Savior, if you've heard the gospel of your salvation, if you become convicted of your sins and convinced that Jesus can save, and if you've gone to Him, bless God in prayer, broken hearted, broken and contrite in spirit, you've repented of your sin, you by faith, the best you know how, have received Christ as your Savior, you're saved. And listen, friend, there ain't enough devils in hell, to use simple language, there ain't enough devils in hell, bless God, that can move you away from Christ, that can take that away from you. Look, you've got eternal life. Let me tell you something. If you can get saved tomorrow and 7 years down the road, lose, quote, your salvation, or, quote, be lost again. Do you know what? All you had was 7 years salvation. But you know what the Word of God teaches? That when we get in Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus gets in us, according to the book of John, where's it at? Chapter 17, that we become present, permanent, possessors of eternal life. Look, friend, Jesus Christ, to know Jesus Christ is to know eternal life. It's in 17:3 of the Gospel of John. Oh, I'll tell you, friend, listen. He tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23. He says the wages of sin is death. But he said, but, the gift of God is eternal life. Hey, friend, have you been saved? You know what you ought to do? You ought to live like it. You ought to act like it. Jude said He'll keep you from falling. Hey, listen, you know what that means? It didn't mean that Jude said that God would keep you from missing the mark every now and then. It didn't mean that God was saying, friend, that we won't sin on occasion. But here's what it does say. It says, bless God, when we get down as the children of God, we won't stay down. It tells us in John's writing that if we, friend, have sin as a lifestyle, if it's habitual, if it's a habit, if it's all the time, friend, what our life and lifestyle is, we've never been saved, we've never known Christ, we're lost and on our way to a devil's hell. But I'll tell you, the Bible does say in John 2, if we sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all righteousness. And that is when we confess our sin. Oh, friend, listen. I'll probably have to pick this back up next week, the good Lord willing. I'll pray and seek His face. But I want you to know something. It's good to know in these last days that we, in these days of last day apostasy, are secure in Christ. We're kept, Peter tells us, by the power of God unto salvation. And for that, I say glory, 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 hallelujah. Hey, tune in, pray up, and get ready if you're not ready to go up. Until the next time, beloved.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
Share.